Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA. Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Everybody's favorite drunk uncle is swinging at the air again. Joe Biden calling for impeachment specifically, very, very specifically, trying to be convincing to donors and voters that have since lost interest. We will talk about it. John Catsimatidis, Shelley Goldberg, Kristen B. Tate, even Lee Zeldin. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough. Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He should be impeached. That's not only because of what he's done. To answer whether he has committed acts of sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious.
He did not even speak in good grammar. That word order doesn't even make sense. What is wrong with Joe Biden? That was Joe earlier today. And he went on to say a bunch of things about this president. Absolutely clear. I don't think anyone can contradict this. He has seen no limits to his power, regardless of what the Constitution says. Really? Then why wasn't he able to get the wall built until he had to use actually fairly good knowledge of the Constitution and federal law to reallocate dollars that the Congress were determined not to give him? How has he not been able to do other things where Congress has stonewalled, like extend opportunities for the Dreamers and other things on immigration reform? Joe Biden's full of something that's not the truth. The president responded, so pathetic to see sleepy Joe Biden, who with his son Hunter and to the detriment of the American taxpayers ripped off at least two countries for millions of dollars, calling for my impeachment. I did nothing wrong. Joe's failing campaign gave him no other choice. There's some truth to that. He's now in third place in most polls and in the fundraising, which is really where all of that comes down. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So impeachment, this is non-impeachment week two, day three. And in this non-impeachment inquiry that is underway, Congressman Ted Lieu thought it prudent to get into a Twitter spat with me overnight last night. So we argued for a couple of hours between, 12 a.m. and 2 a.m., and I kept saying over and over again as a hashtag to each post I would put back and forth on Twitter, take the vote, coward. Take the vote. Look, Joe Biden, all of these congressional representatives, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, you want to talk big smack about impeachment. If you think it is what you want to do, the president has already told you, call for a vote. Begin the official inquiry. Ted Lieu was arguing with me. No, it's not an official. It is an official inquiry. We don't have to have a vote to open the official. Yeah, you do. And you know what? He has no obligation. He has zero obligation to respond to any of your letters of serious, concern until you've opened the inquiry. You haven't opened it. You're saying that it's open. You're running around going, oh, look, impeachment, impeachment. There's not an impeachment inquiry underway. It's not impeachment. It's six committees wasting their time looking into this, not doing anything else. And you know who's had about enough of it? Some of the Republicans sitting on some of the committees. And I want you to listen in great detail to what Congressional Representative Lee Zeldin from New York District Number 1 had to say to the press yesterday when they were trying to cover the talking points for the Democrats by saying it's okay not to be transparent in the impeachment inquiry. Listen to how he responded.
There's an argument against transparency. There's an argument. No, hold on a second. There's an argument in favor of cherry picking selective releases of texts. There's an argument in favor of only telling the American public what is best in the interests of wanting to take down a sitting president. Maybe you should ask what was said inside of Volcker's deposition during his transcribed interview with regards to Adam Schiff's fairy tale quid pro quo charge that aid from the United States to Ukraine was being linked to an investigation into the Bidens. Why don't you ask, what did Ambassador Volcker say about that? That's a great question. I'm glad that you asked that question. And I'll tell you the reason why that question was so important for you to ask is for many things, because he was in this room for several hours. And during several hours of testimony, he talked about how President Zelensky had no idea that there was a hold on aid at the time of the July 25th call.
Huh.
Ambassador Volcker testified about how the readouts of the phone call that was made to him, that there was nothing in the readouts about there being a hold on U.S. aid or a quid pro quo.
Huh.
Or Ambassador Volcker testified, this is what the transcribed interview would tell you if you ask this question. I'm glad that we're having this discussion. The next day, Ambassador Volker meets with President Zelensky. And in that meeting, there is no reference to a quid pro quo or President Zelensky having any idea that there was a hold on aid.
Huh.
Or over the course of Ambassador Volker's next several weeks engaging with Ukraine. Ukraine makes no reference to there being a hold on aid or there being a quid pro quo.
Huh.
And by the way, you know what else Ambassador Volker testified to? This entire time, the aid was getting released.
Huh.
It was going to get released. And guess what happened? The aid got released. And you know what didn't have to happen? There was no new investigation that had to get created. This whole thing is a fairy tale. Adam Schiff is misleading you, and you're playing along with it. Many of you are. And the American public is then getting deceived. When Adam Schiff said, for example, that President Trump was asking President Zelensky to manufacture dirt on the Bidens, you know what Ambassador Volker testified to? That was absolutely untrue. Now, that's what we would call an inconvenient fact for the narrative. You know what else Adam Schiff has been saying to you and the American public that was not true? That he had no contact with the whistleblower. He'd like to, but he didn't have any contact. He lied. You know what else he lied about? When he gave his opening statement from the acting director of national intelligence as to what was in front of the world as far as what the transcribed interview said. Now, going back to Ambassador Volker's transcribed interview and a process, we were here ready to do our part. If anyone is going to testify behind those closed doors, we're going to make sure that we're there to ensure that the other 99% of the story is being told. Because guess what? If we weren't there last Thursday, you would have no idea of everything that Ambassador Volker said to obliterate Adam Schiff's fairy tale quid pro quo charge. You would have no idea. So we're here. Now, as far as the administration goes, if they don't want to send Ambassador Sondland here because this is a kangaroo court, because there has not been a vote to launch an impeachment inquiry, because Minority does not have any rights for subpoenas, because the president doesn't have the right to have counsel present to ask questions for subpoena power, to present evidence,
you know,
this
fair
entire
play.
Thing is a political charade, is a clown show. We're here, we're ready for whoever's going to be testifying in the other room, but we have to be here because if we're not, Adam Schiff sure as heck is not going to tell you because all he has to do is right now release that transcribed interview because he won't, because it destroys his narrative. It undercuts it, it blows it up. That's what we heard over the course of several hours. And by the way, you know, Jerry Connolly comes on to, you know, Aaron Burnett's show on CNN at 7 o'clock on Thursday and they have a back and forth. They play a clip from Jim Jordan, they play a clip from me, where they're basically saying, you know, Jerry Connolly, you didn't hear anything of what Jim Jordan and Lee Zeldin says that they heard, right? And they have this back and forth, basically dumbing down their audience. And what isn't pointed out in that back and forth is that Jerry Connolly was the last person to show up.
Huh.
He's the first one to leave instantly.
Huh.
He wasn't there for any of it.
Huh.
So what's important is that we are here, and I can answer, we can answer any question you want as far as what Ambassador Volker testified to, credibly, exceptionally, professionally, but you're not asking any of the most important questions. Some of you are, but many of you aren't asking the most important questions, such as, what did you hear last Thursday that we don't yet know about? Adam Schiff won't answer, but he should. He should release the transcript.
He should release the transcript. Lee Zeldin on fire. That was all spontaneous because the I kid you not, the reporter was about to ask the caucus, the Republicans from the committee, well, what about the argument that says that some of this stuff should be done behind closed doors? And he said, you think there's an argument for a lack of transparency in the impeachment of an American president? You've got another think coming. Friends, here's the best play Republicans can make on this going forward. Tell the committee to call for the vote for impeachment. Call for the vote. Release the transcript. Be as transparent about everything as possible. Bring it. The president has nothing to hide. He never has. So release the Volker transcript. Call for the vote. Get every congressional member on the record. They'll never do it because Pelosi doesn't have the votes. Not for sure. So Schiff runs around with his nose up in the air acting like a snob while he's lying to you the whole time. Call for the vote. Release the transcript. Bring it. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-94.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
By the end of the first school year, I was quite visibly pregnant, and the principal didn't invite me back for the next school year. So I found myself at home with a baby, and yep, those were the days.
Yeah, except none of that's true. She didn't qualify, at least according to reports out today, she didn't qualify under the new certifications that were necessary for her to teach that had been established. Let's get some insight on the life and times of Elizabeth Warren. Kristen B. Tate, the twice best-selling author, about to be a third time, and opinion contributor for TheHill.com, rejoins us. And Kristen, your new column is on Elizabeth Warren. I just had a conversation off air with Sebastian Gorka. I asked him point blank, and he lives in D.C. Of course, I'm in New York. And I said, Sebastian, talk to me. Biden, he's done, right? He said, stick a fork in him. I said, so this is really Bernie or Elizabeth's to take. Bernie's health isn't doing good. This is her moment to step up. She's got the lead in California. She's got the lead in Iowa. She's got the lead in New Hampshire. She's got the lead in a lot of places. And then I read your piece today, why she will fail to shine in her moment on the trail. What is your premise, Kristen B. Tate?
Well, first of all, I agree with you that this is her moment and she could get the nomination, but not because she's so great and wonderful, Kevin, but because the rest of the field is just so awful. Joe Biden was supposed to be the de facto nominee. He basically has Alzheimer's. He doesn't even know what state he's in half the time. The guy's a gas machine. So now, you know, you can stick a fork in him, as Sebastian Gorka said. Bernie Sanders is way too old to be doing this. He had a heart attack. And then the rest of the field are just a bunch of B-list losers. So Liz Warren is having a moment now and could become the nominee just because the rest of the field is so weak. But I've got to tell you, I don't think she has a shot at beating Donald Trump, not only because her platforms are unrealistic and based on sometimes flat out lies, but because middle America wants nothing to do with a sanctimonious liberal from Massachusetts. I just don't see it happening.
Well, and I've thought for a long time that what her strategy was to come in and to present a different form of Bernie Sanders socialism, maybe in a little bit more fit package, literally. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this. She's literally doing rallies now in like black jumpsuits that look like yoga outfits with a little sweater over the top. And, you know, she's a very thin and very trim and fit person. And when you think of Bernie and old and heart attack, and you think of Joe with a bleeding eye, and I can't remember what, you know, text Joe to 30330. Like, there's so much incompetence and negative that just in this mere appearance of what they've got, if she looks halfway healthy and somewhat, you know, attuned to what she's talking about, you think she's got a good chance. And then she did this other thing. She went on her website and she put out all of her policy positions. And for good or bad, she has very defined positions on everything that she's running on. And she's sticking to those talking points as she goes out. So you don't find that on Buttigieg's website. You don't find that with Kamala Harris. You don't find that with Beto. You don't find that with any of the also-rans, even Andrew Yang and even, you know, Marianne Williamson. You can't find, you know, really hardcore policy stuff. She's done the deep dive catalog that everybody can measure what she's up against. And I think you're right. You put those ideas against not just what Trump will promise to do, but now what he's delivered on the last 3 years. I don't think there's any competition.
Right. But here's the thing, Kevin. Yes, she's presented herself as the woman with all the ideas who's done a deep dive. But when you actually look into it a little bit, it's very clear that all of her plans are based on just lies, really. I mean, she's promising Medicare for all, free college.
Oh, yeah. She's crazy as the day is long, but she's put it in writing at least.
Yes. Yes. And she says that she'd pay for all of these trillion-dollar socialist dreams with only raising taxes on billionaires and corporations, which is just laughable. I mean, her wealth tax that she's proposing would only raise about $2.75 trillion over the first decade, according to her own team. And that would only cover 8% of the cost of just Medicare for all. So you can't keep proposing these trillion-dollar programs and not pretend that you're not going to raise taxes on the middle class. I think, you know, most Americans are smart enough to understand that their taxes are going to go up to pay for all this stuff if she gets elected.
No, I think that you're right. And I also think that not only will taxes go up on the middle class, but I also believe that there will be a rationing of service. There will be all the backside negative things that always comes up in this conversation, because no matter how, you could tax the top 2/3 of the country at 100% of their income and not come up with enough money to pay for what is necessary. And that's assuming that you can get some efficiencies worked out in like the healthcare community and so forth, which I don't even think that they're going to have that to do. So what do you think?
She wants to add illegal immigrants to the rolls, to all of this stuff as well. Not only does she want to give services to everyone in this country for free, but hey, let's just open the borders and let all of these illegal immigrants get free healthcare and free college too. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's one of those things where, friends, I do think that and people look at me when I'm nuts, Kristen, when I say this. I think that the president is going to win 34 to 38 states minimum. I think depending on how bad the candidate or the ticket is for the Democrats, he could win 40 states. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think he's going to have to work all the way through election night to get it done. But when I see the hardworking men and women of America, when I saw the White House packed with young African-Americans last week talking about the jobs that they now have, talking about how they want to be community influencers for sound economic policy and these types of of things. He's changing the dynamic. He continues to kind of change the playing field in a way that your typical Republican, at least running for re-election, has not in my lifetime, at least.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree, Kevin. Trump, he may be older, kind of like Joe Biden, but he is much healthier. He has so much energy. I mean, back in 2016, he was going to two or three states for rallies every day. He's going to probably do the same thing this time around. Trump loves campaigning. It's when he's at his best. So I think, like you said, he's going to be out there on the campaign trail until the last minute on election night, bringing out those crowds, getting the rallies all pumped up. And that's when Trump really shines.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun campaign trail, regardless of which Democrat gets the nomination, because none of them can keep up with Trump. No. I don't care who gets the nomination.
I agree with you on that. Okay, read Kristen's newest piece, Why Elizabeth Warren Will Fail to Shine in Her Moment on the Trail, contributor to The Hill. Her website is KristenBTate.com. Make sure you check that out and be on the lookout for her new book. It's coming out soon. Kristen, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. Don't go away.
43.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up?
We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Shelley, we always love to set the paper down for a second, half a second here, talk with you about some things that can help us in the parenting arena do it a little bit better. And you were thinking about toys this week. In what way?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, first of all, welcome back. It's great to be back. I went to look for a catalog that I remembered using when my kids were little. It was Back to Basic Toys. And I found, to my sadness and dismay, that it was discontinued. I couldn't find it. Scholastic had bought it. And there didn't seem to be the same need for these Back to Basic Toys. And I thought, that's something we need to talk about.
So what is a Back to Basic toy?
Well, it's just that. It's simple. It could be building blocks. It could be wooden blocks. But it's, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not high-tech toys. So what's the message here? We're talking about kids who are under five, under four, the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And more, I don't know about you, Kevin, but I see parents selling their souls for Sesame Street Live tickets, Dora the Explorer, you know, high-tech toys. And I think to myself, what are they doing? So here's the message. Here's what I've learned from teachers, from nursery school teachers, from parents, from seeing my own kids grow and thrive. When kids are little, the magic is all around us. It's right there, and it's for free. And a lot of times, it's in nature, or it's right in our house. So before you go out, and for your grandchild or your child, before you go out and you're spending all that money, for a young child under four or five, think, going to a bakery, the smells are delicious,
mm-hmm.
overwhelming, magical for a young child. Florist, the colors of the flowers. Going for a nature walk, trees, touching leaves, small animals. You know, we've done that with rabbits, you know, and cute little animals for our children. Cooking together. I know that you do a lot of cooking in your house. Am I right?
Yep.
It's not just for the under five set. Here,
right.
For older kids, you already know, intuitively know, that it could be something as simple as connecting the dots. It's much more complex than five or
sure.
six dots. But getting your kids to use their imagination and sense of wonder, or if your child is musically inclined with the beautiful music box. But you already know that, which is wonderful. But there are so many parents and grandparents who maybe they know it, but they forget.
Well, so, and I think it's just easy. Our culture makes it really easy to just get consumerized junk. And if you give it 10 extra minutes of work, of effort, sometimes I think you can find a real treasure instead of just getting them the thing on the shelf that's, you know, the bright color and the battery operated.
Excellent point. I remember my kids when they were one and two, they would, for hours, they were mesmerized by shadow puppets, meaning my hand
yes.
against the wall, right?
That's
making
right.
making shadows or making tents. You know, or cooking, because when you're cooking and it's a child watching you cook, they see something go from one color to another just by you mixing something. Or if they taste it, it tastes one way and you add something and it tastes different. That's magical. There's a wonderful performing group. They perform in the tri-state area called the Paper Bag Players. And they do exactly what the name implies. They use paper bags and boxes, and rolls, you know, the paper rolls without the paper, to make the most extraordinary set designs and tell stories. They usually perform at the Danny K. Playhouse at near Hunter College.
Gotcha.
And it's something that so many parents and grandparents that I know have experienced, and they're all about simplicity. They're all about simplicity. So what are the things that grandparents should have in the house when the kids come with the parents? Basic blocks. As they get older and they're bigger pieces, you know, little pieces, the Legos, crayons. But all of those basic things, you know, are just perfect and wonderful.
Yeah. Sounds great.
I think I mentioned to you that just using patterns, when my kids were little, I went to the fabric store and bought, you know, cloth in 12 different patterns. And I would change it, and I would put it in front of my one-year-old, who thought it was the most amazing thing to stare at. So that's what I mean by simplicity.
Yep. Okay, I love it. Anyway, Shelley, we'll see you next time. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order.
Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the Buy One, Get One Free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today, getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info, or call him at 312-588-9443.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
No lawyers, you can't have lawyers, you can't speak, you can't do anything, you virtually can't do anything. And then on top of it, they have a guy named Schiff, and Nancy Pelosi knows all this because she's just as guilty as he is.
That's the president earlier this afternoon doing a press conference. He's, you know, for somebody that's undergoing a fake impeachment inquiry, this guy is really accessible to the press. I don't know if you remember, I covered the Clinton impeachment back in the day, and he did not talk to the press just a couple of times. And one of them was when he shook his finger at the camera and said, I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. They tried to more or less shield him from it. Trump's not doing that. He's having in front of the helicopter every day, you know, sound behind him. He's yelling at his cameras and stuff. John Catsimatidis is back in studio with us. And can I call you Mr. Mayor? I want to call you Mr. Mayor. I think if I just will it into existence, it might happen. And just, you know, John, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
So I know that on your show, which is going to air here in New York at the top of the hour, you're going to have a pollster come in. And he's going to give you the layout of the land in terms of what voters think about impeachment. But you've kind of walked this road. You saw what happened to Clinton back in the day. You see what's happening to Trump now. Where do you think all of this is headed?
I think it's very, very sick. I'm very, very disappointed in Nancy Pelosi. I'm disappointed in Chuck Schumer because he's one smart guy. And what the Democrats are doing, look, there's an election 13 months from now.
Right. 390-something days.
If you don't like the man, vote him out. But why can't we move the country forward and do the right thing for our country?
Yeah.
It just seems that all they want to do is disrupt the process, make it seems, and I hate to say this because I'm a middle of the road person.
You are.
I'm not against Democrats. I'm not against Republicans. But it seems like they rather see Trump fail. They rather see the economy fail than move the country forward. And it's wrong.
John, I've got a theory, and tell me what you think of it. They had 3 years where they could have put ideas forward. They could have gone after policy. They could have said, we're going to come up with our own ideas. Here's our options to what's going on. But instead, they lost all that time just chasing collusion. And when that didn't turn into anything, I think they thought, we'll bring him down. We'll be able to get him down. And then we'll really be able to compete for 2020. Now they're going into that final 12-month period. They haven't gotten anything put forward. They did win the House back. But they've spent literally 4 years, 3.5 years, chasing
wasted everybody's life.
Yeah.
Wasted everybody's life, did not accomplish anything. The only person that accomplished anything was Donald Trump for the country.
Yeah.
Best economy in a long time, lowest unemployment in a long time. And it isn't as if I'm tooting the Republicans' horns and hate Democrats. Like I said, I'm a middle-of-the-road guy.
Yeah.
The Democrats, the middle-of-the-road Democrats— are scared stiff that the renegade Democrats are going to come after them.
Well, and they already are. So AOC's running Justice Democrat in some of the congressional races in this area of the country. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see. Hey, let me ask you real quickly about, because this afternoon Turkey launched their incursion into Syria. There's a lot of concern, evidently. And this is early reports, and we haven't double confirmed it, but evidently there are about 7 civilians that have died in the attack so far. But were the Kurds' concerns about being wiped out by Erdogan real, exaggerated, but real, pure fantasy? What do you think?
They should be concerned.
Okay.
The Kurds have always supported the United States. I don't understand what's happening. I'm going to have a smart guy in that area, hopefully over the weekend on my show, a guy named Bill Parker,
okay,
who's CEO of the East-West NGO, which he talks to Erdogan almost every other day.
Hmm.
But it seems like the Kurds that were supposed to get their own land after World War II, was it?
It's been a while.
They've got nothing, and they're 35 million people without a country.
Yeah. Well, General Keane said on my show earlier this week, we asked them to put up 60,000 troops to help us fight ISIS, and they did. They lost 11,000 people in that fighting, and we said we were going to be there. We asked them to actually tear down their bulwark areas where they were, you know, dug in and had defenses ability, and they've taken all those down. And so they're feeling a little bit exposed. It's going to be, I mean, the president has said if Turkey doesn't treat them well, he will react to Turkey economically. But I don't know if that's enough to stop Erdogan.
I'm not sure. I don't think it's enough to stop Erdogan. It's going to be interesting how things develop for the weekend.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, some of our we haven't made up our minds on our weekend guests yet because there's so many things happening.
Yeah, wheels are turning away.
All over the place.
Well, a couple of notes of congratulation. How much time do we have left? A couple minutes? Okay. A couple of notes of congratulation to my guest, John Catsimatidis. He was awarded last week by the DEA and I wasn't able to be there, but from what I was told, he was very humble in his recognition and very grateful for everybody that had supported it. And John, of course, that's the way you always are. You're very you're wonderful to people, and you're always so kind in your receiving those types of things. But today, the new Forbes list is out, and you impressed my bride because she was you outranked the Estee Lauder family. And I don't know anything about any of this stuff, but she was impressed because the Estee Lauder family evidently is a big deal in other parts of the world. And she was like, you know, our man, Mr. Katz, he did. So congratulations again on the Ford's placement. And again, coming up at the top of the hour, if you're in New York, you got to keep your radio set on AM 970 The Answer, because John Katsimatidis welcomes pollster John McLaughlin and a supporter of President Trump's policy in Turkey, Senator Rand Paul. Maybe you'll get some answers to tonight on
hopefully
on what's going on. Anyway, that's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, my final thoughts coming up next. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got 3 kids in 3 different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past. And it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 2468-751. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He should be impeached. That's not only because of what he's done. To answer whether he has committed acts of sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious.
Yeah, except you don't know what to charge him with. What did he do? You're going to have to, well, you got to call for the vote. You got to call for the vote. You got to bring the vote, get the inquiry started so you can file the article, so you can get the final vote. And then all America can know exactly where every congressional representative stands. Call for the vote. Take the vote, you cowards. Take the vote. Don't sit there on your hands doing nothing. Take the vote, cowards. All right, real quickly, someone who's not a coward, who was just with me, John Catsimatidis. Okay, so my boss, he's like over the top on this thing. You know, John got that award from the DEA last week. He was so humble. Like, if de Blasio had been given the same award, he'd still be talking about how awesome he was. John talked about how great everybody else was. He put the radio station at the front of his thing. Like, I love this guy. I just love Mr. Katz. And Jerry Crow and I were talking again today. He goes, hey, Kev, just let him know one more time. I said, boss, come on. We're just asking him all the time. No. Just tell him one more time. If they think John Katz should run for mayor, have him email me. Because we'd like to get a little beat on what's going on. Jerry.Crowley, JERRY.CROWLEY at Salem.CC. Jerry.Crowley at Salem.CC. Tell him if you think Mr. Katz should run for mayor. I think he should be. I think he should have been mayor already. He will be a great mayor. So vote for him anyway. All right. Finally tonight, did you hear that big gong from Washington, D.C. way early this morning? That was the sound of the congressional Democrats' lower jaw hitting the floor. Because one Trey Gowdy, who was a mad skilled congressman, didn't take nothing from nobody, to coin a very bad grammar phrase. He is joining the Trump anti-impeachment legal team from outside the White House. Trey Gowdy is a bad guy's worst nightmare, but he's the worst nightmare on steroids when it comes to the legal arena. Adam Schiff better have his stuff together, because Trey Gowdy, by the legal rule of law, will eat his lunch. And I'm glad he's fighting on the president's side. I'm Kevin McCullough, unrepentantly calling for the Congress to take the vote, release the transcript of the Volcker testimony, and bring it.